Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to try to make sense of the very extreme reactions on all sides. On all sides. On both sides, really. There aren't that many different sides to this. Either you believe that Donald J. Trump is guilty of crimes that could lead to 561 years in prison. That's his own calculation. He put that out in a solicitation for fundraising. And if you add it up, you add up all the different charges and all the different counts he is facing. There is a real possibility of very serious prison time. By the way, but my personal guess, I don't think he will ever go to prison. Do I think he could lose some of these cases and be found guilty and then deal with some kind of suspended sentence? Do I believe it's even possible there might be some kind of plea bargain? All of that is possible. But right now, what you're hearing from people on all sides is indignation and a fairly extreme reaction. And this is dividing people who are very smart and dividing people who are very smart about the law. One of those people is Mike Pence. And just a few moments ago, he was at the Indiana State Fair. And he's campaigning for president. He's trying desperately to get that 40,000 contributors that he needs in order to get on the debate stage. And particularly considering how prominently Mike Pence is featured in the indictment yesterday of President Trump, the indictment for conducting a conspiracy to overturn an election. And basically, part of the conspiracy was to deny people their rights, the rights to have their votes counted. That is one of the four different charges against President Trump in the indictment yesterday. And this, by the way, is a great opportunity for conversation. We'll be talking to David French later in the show. David French has written a powerful piece. It is called The Trial We Need. There's also a powerful piece in the National Review that says the trial is a farce and shouldn't go forward. They believe the indictments should not stand. Why not? Because what Trump may have done was terrible, but it wasn't breaking any laws. What laws was it breaking, actually? We will get to that issue with David French a little bit later in this show. If you are strengthened in your support for Donald Trump, and I know that there are literally millions of Americans who are, that every time he gets indicted, whether it's something relatively personal and not a matter of state or national security, things like the hush money for porn stars indictments that came down because he kept his records wrong and he recorded this wrong for tax purposes. That's the Alvin Bragg indictment because Michael Cohen, who was representing Trump, ended up paying $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. Okay, whether that has increased your support for Trump? Does each new charge against him, with two new charges against him most recently, particularly the documents charge concerning Mar-a-Lago and secret documents that he did not give back and did not handle properly, or if this latest set of indictments against President Trump, he'll be responding in court. It may be through Zoom. He can do it through Zoom or he can come down in purpose to the courtroom in Washington. They've already selected a judge and then he's going to plead not guilty. I assume he's going to plead not guilty. In any event, if all of this legal artillery deployed against Donald Trump has strengthened your support for President Trump in his bid to return to the White House? You can give us a call and tell us why, 1-800-955-1776. Or if you're one of those people, and I think it also represents millions of people, who maybe supported Trump in 2016, supported him in 2020, but now looking at the range of charges against him, you think maybe the Republican Party could find a stronger candidate, a candidate who wouldn't be so focused on his own questionable activities. Mike Pence, nothing questionable about his behavior. And he is very prominently featured when you read the indictment. And one of the things that's very telling is Mike Pence testified, apparently, that when Trump spoke to him about using the vice presidency to try to send the question of certification back to the states, when that happened, Mike Pence said, I have no power to do that. And he said, that's the trouble with you, Mike. You're too honest. Yeah, that's what Trump said to the vice president. And here is what the vice president said about the most recent set of indictments from Jack Smith. Listen, this is the former vice president.
And irrespective of the indictment, I want the American people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution, and I always will. And I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again. I've been very forthright about this issue, and I'll continue. Now, with regard to the substance of the indictment, I've been very clear. I had hoped it wouldn't come to this. I had hoped that this issue and the judgment of the president's actions that day would be left to the American people. But now it's been brought in a criminal indictment, and I can't assess whether or not the government has the evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt what they assert in the indictment. And the president's entitled to a presumption of innocence. But for my part, I want people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And that what the president maintained that day, and frankly has said over and over again over the last 2.5 years, is completely false. And it's contrary to what our Constitution and the laws of this country provide. You know, I'm a student of American history. And the first time I heard in early December, somebody suggested, as vice president, I might be able to decide which votes to reject and which to accept. I knew that it was false. Our founders had just won a war against a king. And the last thing they would have done was vest unilateral authority in any one person to decide who would be the next president. I dismissed it out of hand. Sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear. And while I made my case to him of what I understood my oath to the Constitution to require, the president ultimately continued to demand that I choose him over the Constitution. So in the
That's Mike Pence speaking from the Indiana State Fair. And by the way, not a note in front of him, no teleprompter. This is just Mike Pence talking from his heart. If you want to talk from your heart about the ongoing crisis, the idea of a front-running candidate for the Republican nomination, and he is the front-running candidate by far if you look at the polling, if your support for him has been strengthened or reconsidered, either one, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, the country is divided very clearly about the new indictments brought by special counsel Jack Smith. We'll hear what Jack Smith had to say most recently. We'll play that in a little while. But meanwhile, President Trump tomorrow comes in, faces these indictments. My question to you is, has your confidence in President Trump, your support for President Trump for re-election, for a return trip to the White House, has that been strengthened because of all the many, many charges against him? or have you begun to reconsider whether there might be a stronger standard bearer for the Republican Party, somebody who would have a better chance of actually winning the election and leading the Republicans to keeping their House majority and winning a new Senate majority and winning some governorships? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Joanna in Seattle. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Joanna.
I know. I announce you to the world. So go ahead. What's your opinion on this current choice?
I started out not being terribly fond of Trump, and I still voted for him back in 2016 because I couldn't bear the thought of Hillary. But at this point, I think he's the only one that can get anything to happen. I don't think anybody else has got enough power or experience to deal with the crises that we are facing on every level.
What about the electability issue? Do you think that with so many different charges against him on so many different fronts, and more coming, by the way, that he might be a little bit too busy defending himself in court to campaign effectively?
No, I don't. I think he's got a huge amount of support, and it seems like every time another bogus little charge drops down, he gets more donations and he gets more points in the polls. So, no, I don't think that at all. I think he gets stronger every time they come up with something else.
Do you think that he deserves any blame or pushback for the riots that occurred in Washington, D.C. on January 6th? Riots against the peaceful transfer of power?
No, I don't.
What do you think he expected? He urged people he was speaking to right in front of the White House, he urged them to march up with him to the Capitol building. What do you think he expected they would do?
A peaceful protest.
Uh-huh. And the purpose of the protest?
Would be to get the time to really verify the election results, because it does seem highly unlikely that, given that Biden didn't campaign and can hardly talk, that he could have gotten an election like that.
Well, the point being that one of the things he's charged with in these indictments that were handed up yesterday afternoon, one of the things he was charged with was obstruction, interference with a normal legal political process, which in this case means just the certification of the election. And the question is, it's hard to see that he urged people to come to Washington from all over the country and then to march by the thousands to the Capitol building, unless what he wanted to do, actually, was to stop or at least interfere with the certification process that Mike Pence was in charge of. So, Joanne, I appreciate your call and wish us all hoping to get through this election talking about issues, not just the issues of what Trump said, what Trump believed, what Trump did, and where he deserves blame and where he deserves credit. Last night on Newsmax, Matt Taibbi actually spoke to people like you, Joanna, and spoke for people like you who are more likely to vote for Trump because of all of the prosecutions against him than they are less likely. Here is Matt Taibbi.
I agree. I think this is a phenomenon that's been going on since 2016. The hypocrisy, the lying, by the political establishment, by the media. And just take an example, the absolute blackout of coverage on the Devin Archer situation yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at that and they feel like voting for Trump out of spite as a result. because they know that they're being lied to, that certain things are being ignored. They may not even like Trump, and I think that's been a contributing factor to a number of protest candidates, but he's going to be the primary beneficiary.
Trump as a protest candidate? Can protest candidates win? There's this argument. CBS Morning anchor Ed O'Keefe confronted the new Trump attorney, whose name is John Lauro, because President Trump, in his initial reaction to the indictments, had very specifically compared it to Nazi Germany and to Soviet Russia. And that was his belief of what the Biden administration was doing. This is how that exchange went on CBS this morning.
Trump campaign yesterday called this reminiscent of Nazi Germany in the 1930s, the former Soviet Union, and other authoritarian dictatorial regimes.
I think what all Americans are concerned about...
But comparing this to the Nazis...
All Americans are concerned about this, the criminalization of free speech. When I'm in that courtroom, I'm not going to be representing only the President of the United States. I'm going to be representing every American that wants to speak freely, because this is the first time that the Justice Department has been turned on free speech.
But comparing it to the Nazis, you think that's a good move?
Listen, what we're dealing with right now is a Justice Department that's outside constitutional bounds, and everyone's entitled to raise that issue.
Everyone's entitled to raise that issue. The Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish organization, has condemned the Trump campaign for comparing the former president's indictment to persecution under the Nazis. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said comparing this indictment to Nazi Germany in the 1930s is factually incorrect, completely inappropriate, and flat-out offensive. He concluded, as we have said time and time again, such comparisons have no place in politics and are shameful. I mean, I think that's basically true. You can disapprove of the Biden Justice Department strenuously, say terrible things about them. But comparisons to the Nazis, more coming up with other bad news, well, about the economy. We'll get to that and more coming up.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached that unanimous decision today. Jurors deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. and the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges in the 2018 shooting. Gas prices are hitting a nine-month high. AAA reporting the national average for regular unleaded is $3.80 a gallon. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. And on the Michael Medved show, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is rising in the presidential race, according to some polls, he has as much as 11% of the Republican support. He's coming close to passing Ron DeSantis, who is going the other direction. Here is what Vivek Ramaswamy tweeted about the indictments yesterday. He said, "The corrupt federal police just won't stop until they've achieved their mission, eliminate Trump. This is un-American, and I commit to pardoning Trump for this indictment. Donald Trump isn't the cause of what happened on January 6th. The real cause was systemic and pervasive censorship of citizens in the year leading up to it. If you tell people they can't speak, that's when they scream. If you tell people they can't scream, that's when they tear things down." And Barry Weiss comments that the statement is in keeping with Ramaswamy's strategy vis-a-vis the former president. Don't sidestep Trump. Don't criticize Trump. Don't attack Trump. Be a better version of Trump. Be Trump 2.0. Let's go to your calls and to Tita in California. Tita, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hi, Michael. Listen, I don't want to vote for Trump. I voted for him twice. And I think he was a good president in most fields. I think he was a great president in some fields. But the problem is you can never tell who's going to show up, the child or the man. And I think it's time to go on to new to cover new territory. But my point of all of these pardon me, I'm nervous because I'm on the phone and I don't do well on
this. You're doing great and you're making important points. Go ahead.
Okay. I think all of these charges are being leveled against him for one purpose only, and that is to put him into office. No, not to make him run, to make people vote for him.
You mean that the Democrats want him to be the Republican nominee because they know they can beat him?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my fear.
Can I make a suggestion, Tita?
Along
the lines of what you're saying, there's a terrific column yesterday from Andrew McCarthy over at National Review who says exactly what you're saying, that the Democrats realize the more they attack Trump, the more likely he is to be the nominee, and they want that because Trump would lose not the majority of the Republican Party, but it would lose a bunch of people, maybe even people like you, Tita. I very much appreciate your call, and thank you for calling and for listening to the show. We have, that other caller, Jeremy? Yes, we do. We have Rob in Seattle. Rob, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, hi, Michael. I've been listening to you for years.
Well, thank you.
So
you're on.
The question was, is my support for Trump stronger or less strong than it was before? Well, it's obviously a political persecution, so it's much stronger than it was. And I was a pretty strong Trump supporter before.
And why would the political, given the fact that the purpose of the political persecution may be to get Trump the nomination as a damaged candidate, as someone the Democrats know they can beat. What about that argument?
Why would we help the Democrats?
Right. Why would we help the Democrats by nominating Trump, which is what they seem to want you to do?
No, I think they want us. They don't want Trump, and that's why they're going after him so hard. I think Trump is a strong candidate, and I think we'll find that out in November of 2023. Just like in 2020, which obviously there was some very strange things going on in November 20.
Well, actually, you know what I would urge you to do? Take a look at this indictment. Because the very heart of this indictment has to do with Trump's belief. Did Trump really believe he had won the election, despite the fact that all of his advisors and all of the people he had in his campaign and the people working for him and his attorney general and the people around him who were his veteran aides said, sorry, buddy, you lost. And again, it was a 7 million vote margin in the popular vote. But Rob, I appreciate your call, and I think you speak for a lot of people. There are a lot of people who have the same reaction you do. For instance, we have this from Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake, the defeated candidate for governor in Arizona. She still hasn't conceded. I don't believe that she lost in Arizona. She lost by 18,000 votes. She says this latest sham indictment is the line in the sand. That's why I'm calling on all Republican primary candidates to suspend their campaigns and rally around President Donald J. Trump. Is it likely that the other candidates will do that? Not Chris Christie. Chris Christie has a tweet that says, the events around the White House from election night forward are a stain on our country's history and a disgrace to the people who participated. This disgrace falls the most on Donald Trump. He swore an oath to the Constitution, he violated his oath, and brought shame to his presidency. And maybe more up the middle than Chris Christie, or certainly than Carrie Lake, Nikki Haley said that if the charges are true, Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. But the candidates, many think, are most likely to wrest the nomination from Trump. Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis condemned the indictments as politically motivated. and actually rose to defend President Trump. The John Bolton, who was President Trump's national security advisor for a year, was appointed by President Trump to the highest foreign policy position in the White House. He had been our UN ambassador under President Bush. He said the federal indictment against Donald Trump unsealed yesterday afternoon is stunning and persuasive, but there should be no celebrating. This is a dark day for our country, said John Bolton. An elected president while in office is alleged to have violated his sworn constitutional obligations. But it will be even darker if Trump can postpone the trial of these charges until after November 2024. He complains the charges should have been filed long ago. And if he were innocent, he would want a speedy trial. Without that, or if he is acquitted, he may well be elected president again. So what is it actually that happened yesterday that maybe should turn some attention away from this question of indictments of President Trump? What happened is America got its credit rating downgraded, which means we all pay more in interest on that crushing national debt. Fitch, it's Fitch Ratings, has downgraded U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. It's the first time for a downgrade since 1994. So more than 30 years. The Dow Jones is down so far today. We will find out how far down it goes. But why is this? Part of it, they say, it's because of the difficulty we have in governance. The difficulty in governance in Washington, D.C. What do these indictments mean to that? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Michael Medved.
People know me.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the Dow is not doing at all well today. It's been a dark day for the market. The market down moments ago, 336 points. And this comes after a big winning streak. The Motley Fool's website pointed out that the Dow Jones Industrial Average traded higher for 13 consecutive days in July, as falling inflation, better than its expected earnings, and excitement surrounding artificial intelligence invigorated investors. That marks the longest winning streak for the Dow Jones since 1987. Since 1987. And one of only six times in history that the blue chip index closed higher for at least 10 consecutive trading sessions in the last four decades. That momentum hints at further gains in the remaining months of the year. Here's what investors should know. History says the Dow could soar 16.8% total in 2023. As mentioned, the Dow has traded higher for at least 10 consecutive days on only six occasions in the last four decades. Those events usually coincided with robust returns for the full year. Indeed, as shown in the chart, the Dow Jones returned an average of 16.8% in years when the index strung together winning streaks lasting 10 days or longer. So that's the good news. The bad news, well, it was reported yesterday on CNBC, and it definitely impacted the market today. Listen.
Fitch has downgraded the U.S. credit rating to a AA from a AAA. They note the difference in governance between AA-rated countries versus AAA-rated countries. Also, the many political showdowns surrounding the debt limit. We knew when the debt limit showdown was going on that Fitch was considering this downgrade, even if the debt limit was not breached. And so here we are with a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating to a AA-plus from a AAA.
And that's problematic because it means that we dig deeper and deeper into debt because you pay more and more and more in interest rates. If your credit rating is downgraded, then the interest that you have to pay to get that money from American investors or from Chinese or Japanese investors, wherever the money comes from, you're paying more money. The difficult thing also is that since we had that near crisis where we almost defaulted, and I give a great deal of credit to Mitch McConnell, who did a terrific job. Kevin McCarthy did a fine job. So did President Biden. They got it done. However, now recently, with the Congress, the House of Representatives, working on passing the individual spending acts, particularly with some of the stuff that the House has attached to the defense appropriations bill, the national defense bill that provides our military and provides for American security, there's a real possibility of a government shutdown about that. And that would be something that would not go well. There's also the possibility that this new indictment of President Trump is so dramatic, melodramatic, and again, it's the kind of thing that it looks fundamental in terms of differences of opinions. Special Counsel Jack Smith announcing the indictment sounded like this. This is clip 1A.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. The indictment was issued by a grand jury of citizens here in the District of Columbia, and it sets forth the crimes charged in detail. I encourage everyone to read it in full. The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
You know what the most difficult thing he's going to find in pursuing this case is? I think that he's going to have a very solid case. And when you read the entire 45-page indictments, the case is very solid that Trump knew better, that he was deliberately trying to mislead people about having, quote, won the election. He actually acknowledged, and they have eyewitnesses who spoke to Trump, where he clearly acknowledged that he knew he had lost the election. But the difficulty is, it's a conspiracy to do something that didn't succeed. Thank you, Mike Pence. Thank you, people like Bill Barr. People, maybe even like Mark Meadows, who stood up and prevented this from working. And that's, I think, the greatest difficulty they have. The Washington Post says conspiracies don't need to be successful to be criminal, and perpetrators can be held responsible if they join the conspiracy at any stage. Now, that's legally true, but in terms of persuading a jury that the conspiracy was dangerous enough to actually put people in jail when the conspiracy was a complete flop and a total failure, that's a different story. Jack Smith went on to praise law enforcement for their efforts to basically save our republic on January 6th. Clip B.
The men and women of law enforcement who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are heroes. They are patriots, and they are the very best of us. They did not just defend a building or the people sheltering in it. They put their lives on the line to defend who we are as a country and as a people. They defended the very institutions and principles that define the United States. Since the attack on our Capitol, the Department of Justice has remained committed to ensuring accountability for those criminally responsible for what happened that day. This case is brought consistent with that commitment, and our investigation of other individuals continues.
And then finally, he expressed a desire for a speedy trial. And really, Trump should want the same thing. It is good for the country for this trial to proceed and to be settled as quickly as possible. This is the last expression by Jack Smith in his brief statement yesterday.
In this case, my office will seek a speedy trial so that our evidence can be tested in court and judged by a jury of citizens. In the meantime, I must emphasize that the indictment is only an allegation and that the defendant must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law.
And that is exactly what they're going to try to do. There was another trial that concluded today. It concluded with a sentence, and a unanimous sentence for the shooter, Bowers, at the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, the biggest and bloodiest attack on American Jews at any episode in our history. Robert Bowers, the gunman who killed 11 worshippers and wounded six others at a Pittsburgh synagogue on October 27, 2018, in the deadliest ever attack on Jewish people in the United States, was unanimously sentenced to death by a federal jury on Wednesday. It's the first federal death penalty imposed under the Biden administration, which has put a moratorium on executions. I cannot imagine that Joe Biden is going to want to step into this and somehow plead that the death penalty should not be administered. The decision to sentence the gunman to death had to be unanimous, otherwise Bowers would have been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jurors spent just over 10 hours deliberating over the last 2 days. They asked two questions of the court, one to examine the guns used in the shooting, and another to ask for a copy of documents and evidence about the gunman's family history. When Bowers burst into the Tree of Life synagogue and shot people with an AR-15-style rifle, at the time, the synagogue was hosting three congregations. Bowers, who was convicted on June 16th, found that he had a wealth of anti-Semitic postings, and he also was surprised that his trial hadn't generated more support. More coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.